We got ourselves an extra episode. Yeah.
Studio 65 on the Sens Underground Network. Welcome to episode 23 and a third of the Sens Call-Ups for Thursday, May 2nd, 2013. I'm Cardinal. I'm here with Pan and Canuck. What a game!
We won!
This isn't going to be game summaries or anything like that. We just had to get together and talk about that game because that was the epitome of pesky.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, my heart's still racing.
My butt's sore from being on the edge of the seat.
I was so nervous. Oh, it's just like yesterday again, isn't it? I was really anxious going into this. Like, I was shaking at one point. This went a hell of a lot better than I thought it would.
Oh, no kidding.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah. It's too bad we couldn't give Craig Anderson all three stars.
Actually, you know about Craig Anderson?
Oh, hang on, guys. There's some Montreal fan here. Olé, 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 hey, dude. Olé, olé, dude. Olé, olé.
Silence is golden.
I just saw Gabrielle tweet this. Craig Anderson apparently lost a tooth when he got cross-checked in the face.
No, it was the puck off his mask.
Oh, it was a puck?
Well, not the pressed stick to the throat. It was earlier
the shot
in the
when
game.
He went down.
Oh, when he went down. Yeah,
the shot off his shoulder, and it hit him in sort of in the chin, and it did chip a tooth. Oh, now, how do you chip a tooth behind a goalie mask?
Those pucks come fast.
But it's a full cage. Unless it caught him in the chin and it jammed his teeth up against one of the other teeth.
It looked
teeth.
Like it went under his mask a little bit.
Didn't?
Now that would hit your chin, though. Mm. It must have just pushed it right in then.
Yeah.
I was actually scared when that happened. I thought maybe his ankle, he'd get hit and twisted it a bit or something. Like, yes, just his neck. Good.
that's positive. That's nice. That's
talk nice. About bringing the beast mode tonight, Anderson.
Especially in the second period.
Yeah.
The first period I thought was...
Can I just get something out of the way right now?
It's typical! Montreal typical!
There.
Just keep your finger on that.
We're going to
need that. We're going to need that a lot tonight, I think. Because this whole game, I mean, it was the perfect storm. National broadcast? Check. Bill McCreary as the supervisor of officials? Check. Dan O'Rourke, the on-ice official? Check. In Montreal? Check. What could possibly go right?
Gary Bettman was in.
Oh, Gary Bettman was there too, yeah. Check.
No Heritage jerseys, though.
Okay, so that's one in the plus column.
It's the Heritage jerseys! They're kind of like that really, really hot girl that you know that's just a disaster.
She ain't pretty. She just looks that way.
Oh, she well, yeah.
Sorry. Lyric reference.
It aged me and I was like, wait, hold on. She ain't pretty. She just looks that way. All right.
Well, that was an awesome first period. Just tight back and forth.
Yeah, very entertaining and a little more physical than I was expecting.
All I could think of is this series is going to go long, and I still think it. Like,
it's not going to be four.
This is one game.
This is one game, and we clawed in to stay in and, you know, did great in the third for sure.
I'm really happy that we got the first one, though. It's really nice to take away the home ice advantage thing, so now it's even ground now. I'm really happy about that. Really.
What the heck happened? Second period, we had all the... actually, you could see Montreal starting to turn the momentum in the second period. We're up 1-0, and you kind of got worried. Then we got a penalty. Excuse me, we got the power play, And that's when they decided to go shopping online at Kmart and really shipped their own beds.
That was friggin' brutal.
Oh, that power play was unreal.
And just immediately afterwards, right? Bang, boom, tied.
Well, there were how many shots on goal? Shorthanded. None. And we didn't get, we didn't get any, but Montreal had what, 3 or 4?
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching the television going, it's our power play, right? And I'm looking up a little ticker going, yeah, we're on the power play. Then why can't we get past the center line?
And then that, I know we're going to get to it, is that hit by Greiba on Eller.
Yeah, that was messy. I
wanted to see a replay because I wanted to see it. My first reaction is, okay, it wasn't like a late hit or an early hit. It looked like it was well-timed. But did he get an elbow up? What happened? Like, it looked like there could have been some head contact, and still I haven't seen enough plays.
A couple of different angles, and I think PJ Stock's analysis of it between periods was bang on. It wasn't a dirty hit. It was a perfectly acceptable timing one because it was a suicide pass that Diaz had sent up to him. His head was down. There were multiple points of contact from his hip to his shoulder. Yes, there was contact to his head, but not headbutt, but head. But it wasn't a headshot.
So it was like the hits that Alfie got?
No, it was cleaner than that. Some of the ones that Alfie has got have been headshots.
No, that was very much like the Volsky one.
Exactly. The one last year in the playoffs, Alfie got hit.
No, not the the one that there was no suspension on. Not Hagelin.
Oh, I'm thinking Hagelin hit him with
the elbow. Yeah, you're thinking the Hagelin one.
No, that's right. He did get his elbow up, but
yeah, I would find this one more like the Volsky hit. Like, his arm was tucked in. It's just that he's so big.
I'm okay to a degree with the fact that the referees erred on the side of penalizing Greiba, because when you saw that full speed and that's all they saw, it sure looked like there was head contact.
And just with all the blood, it was scary.
But to call it interference, I'm not aware of a 5-minute interference penalty. Call it a hit to the head and penalize him, if that's what you're going to call.
Well, you know what? The last time I saw a 5-minute interference penalty in the playoffs, Aaron Rome on Nathan Horton.
I don't recall it.
That was a Vancouver-Boston one in the finals.
I'll take your word for it. I just don't remember it.
Oh, Greiba may be thankful that he gets sent out of the game, but the 5-minute power play, that was a momentum changer right there.
Yeah, five minutes and a game. I mean, they got the call wrong. I'm sorry. They got the call wrong. And they had all the time in the world to figure out what they were going to call.
Yeah.
It's not like they had to call it instantly. They could have said, okay, let's, you know, what should this be? What should it really be? Let's get it right. And they blew that call. I'm sorry.
It'll be interesting. Unless it was primary contact to the head or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure about either.
I don't think so.
The shoulder hit him in the face, I think. But
there was also hip contact to his sort of midsection.
Right.
I'll say this. It was a big hit, but it was not like a dirty, intentional targeting.
It wasn't a predatory
hit. If he did hit his head, it was not like this intentional, I'm out to get you. He was definitely out to make the hit. But not out to hit his head, I don't think.
It wasn't a predatory hit. He wasn't out to make that a headshot. He was out to make that a big open ice hit, which it was. And Diaz
barely had time to set up, too.
No.
Diaz.
Greiba was a little shaky earlier in the game, too, defensively, too. So this isn't going to help his confidence now, surely. I mean, he wants to make the big hit, but he doesn't want to see that.
No, nobody does. Nobody does.
And now he's going to be second-guessing every hit he wants to make in the future? Maybe. I don't know. I would.
Well, we'll see whether he plays the next game or whether they put in Wierkosz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I can see the argument for both of them. So I don't know. I don't think there should be supplementary discipline on it, because from all there were a couple of really good replays, one of which was from a camera sort of behind the goal. So you're looking up ice and Greiba is coming towards you. And that was one of the that was one of the views that I thought was particularly clear in showing that
he had the puck.
It wasn't a headshot and it wasn't a predatory hit. So, at least from the replays that I was seeing.
It's typical! Montreal typical!
Well, I'll be interested if they say that it was a blown call. Brian Murray's probably going to demand that the 5-minute major gets retracted.
Yeah, well, he should.
Because I think game misconducts get you in trouble, right?
It should be. Yep, you're right.
The Hab fans are going to be pissed.
Too bad.
Call the police.
Hat fans are on. Yeah. Solid. That's good. The Hat fans are on their feet screaming every time a Montreal player hits an Ottawa player and falls down.
That was ridiculous. I haven't noticed it that much until tonight.
Oh, it was just ridiculous. You know, your player's going in to hit one of ours, and if he falls down, that means, well, ours is bigger. You know, there's no penalty for being bigger. There's a penalty for throwing a, you know, the penalty for throwing a check and not succeeding at it is you end up on your ass on the ice.
Who was the gentleman we called earlier when we did our cross country Canada?
Yeah.
In Montreal?
Manny?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this very thing, right?
Exactly.
You know, the fans that go there, they probably only get to a few games, and then, you know, they see somebody fall down. It's just, well, you know, without context.
Give it a rest.
Homerism, right? But that's just part of it.
Hey, hit for Gariba even elicited a tweet from, Kathy Cardinal. Must have been watching in California. We got a number of tweets from Twitter just when that hit happened.
Twitter was busy. The forums were busy tonight, too.
No, I couldn't keep up.
It was a little hard to keep up with everything and try and watch the game and try and take notes, but it was fun. Anyway, little piece of trivia. There was a Swede involved in every single goal tonight. At least one.
Ooh.
Oh, and 60% of your team is Swedish.
Well, because Erik Karlsson scored the first one from Turris and Mathot.
Yeah, I screwed up on that one, didn't I? Turris! Karlsson!
And who got the next one?
Then there was the two Montreal goals by Bork and Gallagher. And then in the third period, when the Sens really got their pet. Exactly. The Sens really brought their pesky in the third period. I was going, okay, time to bring your pesky third period play like you were doing early in the season where you just wouldn't quit and you were always coming back, kind of like last year where they were the comeback kids. I was really hoping they'd pull that off tonight, and they did. Big style. It was great. Second goal, the tying goal, was Silverberg from Zibanejad and Karlsson, so the all-Swedish goal.
Hey, actually, to point out something, we were chatting a little bit back and forth, texting each other. The end of the second period, expressing our displeasure with the power play and the kind of turn of events. And I think, Pan, you're the one that said, you know, this is on the coach. This is on McLean now. And look what happened in the third. They responded.
Oh, did they ever?
Pesky stash.
Nice.
Pesky stash. Yeah, okay. Start that hashtag. That's good. The third goal, the go-ahead goal, was Mathot.
Which I do know one thing. What? I do know one thing. Stay the hell away from Columbus. Don't take anything they are selling. Nothing.
They're the plague.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we did. And it was still, I still think it was a fantastic trade. Robbery. Absolute robbery.
If Mathot scoring on you, you know you guys get troubles.
Wicked setup by Alfie on that one.
Alfie's pass on that was just
outstanding.
Golden.
Alfie was on fire tonight.
And then the final goal of the game was Guillaume Latendresse in his, the former Hab, who they sent away because he wasn't their golden boy because they put too much pressure on him as an 18-year-old.
Did he get credit for that?
Yep.
PK!
Ooh. Well, yeah, he gets credit because it went in off PK and everybody else, but it was Latendresse from Silverberg and Zibanejad.
Oh.
So Guillaume Latendresse gives the Montreal fans the big middle finger.
It'll do a Zibby G line. Right?
Thank you. Yeah, it is the UA Zibby G line, isn't it? There you go.
Hey, we got some email, guys.
Uh-oh.
Should we go there?
Jump in
there. Yeah, sure. You read the first one. I got to go look them up then.
This is so much better organized than last night.
Because we don't have a schedule. We just go.
Well, I think we just got another one.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, I'll read the first one. It's from Boingy.
Go ahead.
Take that, ole ole, and stuff it in your poutine hole, Habs fans. Woohoo!
Woo!
Yes, it's game one, but damn it, after this hard luck season, I didn't even think we'd get this far. So let's savor it and suit it up for game two. In my opinion, the game misconduct on Gariba was horse poop. While I hope Eller is okay, he had his head down and he had the puck. I just can't see what Eller did wrong. In any other rink in the league, there's no way that's a game misconduct. No way, but hey, typical. Montreal typical. Thanks, lads. Boingy. P.S. Save Schnappy. Well, hopefully you heard the the explanation of the snappy cease and desist.
Absolutely. You want to get the other one there, Ben?
Okay, I think it's long though.
Alex.
Or do you want me to read it? It's up to you.
Well, CB Anxious sent one, so you take Alex's.
Okay, I'll take Alex's.
Yay!
Easy.
I'm a terrible reader, you know it.
Is CB Inks really short? Oh, okay. There we go. Alex, there we go. God, sorry.
That's what she
lost
said.
Lost it on my screen for a second there. Got to give it to Bob Cole for calling an impartial game tonight. Caught multiple names wrong at both ends of the ice.
Yes.
I hope Eller's okay, but I'm with Bobby Mack in that it shouldn't have been a suspension. Go, Sens, go. Way to take away the home ice while not succumbing to goon tactics. Alex, stuck in Rochester. But at least there's no Cherry or Healy here. Very solid. Thanks.
Yeah, that's the thing about Bob Cole, eh? Hob fans and Sens fans will agree. He's equally terrible.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anyone. Well, how did he start the game? It's like, all right, the Ottawa Sens are in the white jerseys with the red attack. And the Canadians are in the red jerseys with the blue and white trim.
And that's all I'll be calling the game.
It's like listening to an old guy, the old guy on Simpsons in his rocking chair, talk about something. I remember back in 1992. Boy, they used to have the red and white sweaters. Oh, that was just a beauty hit there. Oh, that reminds me. They got any of those muffins here still, Gary? Muffins? No.
Anyway. Right.
CB.
Get to that last email.
Oh, I think we just got another one, too. All right. CB Inc. 23.5? Just how drunk are you guys to do another 0.5 episode? Sens win. Leafs lose. All's right in the universe now. CB Inc.
Yeah.
And TJ just sent one in.
Email, what's he hating now?
Never saw the third period coming after that penalty-filled second. Silverberg and Alfie played great along with EK, even though EK had all kinds of trouble with clearing passes in the third. The PK saved the day in the end. Hashtag pesky Sens for sure in this one.
For sure, isn't that? I don't have this email from TJ.
I think he just replied back to one for me. So
I was going
to
say, it's not in my inbox either.
People are like me better. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No? Well, I'll leave you with that one.
Hey, guys, when are we recording the next episode? I haven't heard from you in a while. Second period, shots. Montreal 27, Ottawa 7.
Well, how many minutes was Ottawa on the penalty kill during the second period? All of them.
It was tied up, yeah. Not yet, eh?
What's that?
You didn't have time to add that up yet, eh?
No, sorry. 11 minutes in total. Just seemed longer than
nine. The 5-on-3 also hurts, right?
Yep. Yeah, 11 minutes of power play, but almost two of them was 5-on-3.
Oh.
Which they killed off. that was pretty amazing to watch. They did really well with that one.
Hey, you know what else is great about this game? Exact score prediction.
Oh, there's a prediction. I didn't even know that we were doing the prediction panel for the playoffs.
Yeah.
That means I got three, you got none. I really need a soundboard.
I like hearing you do it again.
Actually, I forgot to put my pants back on, so...
So that the pants thing really did work then.
Yeah.
Because we were drowning.
Yeah, I know. The second game that this happens.
They are right. I'm taking off the pants and then.
Tomorrow I'm going over to Sens Nations' place. So I was like, I think I need to do this. He's like, no, you have to now. I was like, okay. So that's fine for game two. Game three, I'm there.
Do you want to borrow a bigger jersey?
Wear shorts?
You can borrow one of mine if you want.
Yeah, either that or Sens Gap can just send me the bong jersey back. Jeez.
Wear a kilt. I don't know. You can pull that off classy enough.
Yeah, that would be an interesting mixture. Anyway,
I'll just wear booty shorts.
Ooh.
Oh, I think I just threw up in my mouth.
wasn't unicorns too, wasn't it? Wasn't rainbows.
No rainbows, unicorns. Well, this game was more than I expected it to be. This was way, I don't know how I'm going to make it through the playoffs like this. It's like,
it's stressful. It was very stressful watching that.
I think my heart was racing through most of that game more than one after biking for about 12K yesterday. And I know I'm out of shape because I haven't been on a bike all winter, but it was just exhausting. Absolutely exhausting, but exciting as well. So I can live with it. I can live with that. Anything else you guys wanted to say? We're just making this a quick little episode just because we're so happy about the win tonight.
I don't know. I'm trying to find things off of Twitter because we're getting some stuff in, but it's hard to compile. And then the app just crashes. So that's something else. Did you just tweet that?
Tweet what?
Who wants a call up?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, start going through these things then. at Stephen PH underscore G, Sens didn't get too screwed by O'Rourke tonight. They need to play all the periods like the third, or they're in trouble though. Actually, you know what? We didn't even talk about that. The Habs goal that got called back.
What, the one that should have been either a goalie interference call or a high sticking call, but just ends up being a no goal because of incidental contact? That one? Yeah.
Incidental contact by having your stick into Anderson's jersey and up into his mask.
Accidental high sticking.
Accidental.
What the hell?
Oh, we got the picture for this episode. I just sent you Anderson's toothy grin.
It was really the picture that I sent you.
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Ooh. Yeah, that is lack of toothy grin. Yeah. Well, he's smiling at least. He got a win out of it.
What else do we have here? I'm trying to scan this. This Dan Russo, who's been on the show a couple of times now. Hell of a game, boys. Have fun tonight with the show. Thank you. And I don't know if we got anything else.
Boris. You can Boris. Call me maybe.
Oh,
hey, we just met him.
Yeah. He's a character, right?
All right. So. Unspent.
I'm spent.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Just a quick episode. We had a couple of emails come in quickly, but we're looking for lots.
What the hell?
We're always looking for more. What?
Mike Kelly. I love who wants a call up. I'd love one. Can I have the Andy lookalike? What the hell?
I think he wants to take you home.
If he donates to the show, I guess you got to. Wow, that's... Well.
Jeez.
How does a goalie lose it, dude?
Well, you never know. All right, let's get out of here. We had an emergency call out via Twitter for emails tonight, but we're always looking for more feedback on this game or the ones to come before we have our next episode, because there'll be four games in the books by the time we record our next one. Yeah. Drop us a line at podcast@senscallups.com. You can always interact with us on the forums at sensunderground.com, though there's a very active game thread tonight. You can also interact with us on Twitter. Give us your thoughts.
Game two tomorrow.
Game two tomorrow. We won't be doing another episode like this tomorrow.
Are you out of town tomorrow, Cardinal?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. It's going to be a last minute fishing trip if I'm going. I'll find out.
I still can't believe you missed playoffs for fishing.
Well, I can listen to them on the radio. I just won't watch them on television.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You like
the radio. And even if I couldn't, yeah, fishing. It's that important. So I go fishing on a lake that's nobody else is there. It's beautiful. So anyway, drop us a line. Let us know your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Game on.
Olé.
Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming, I'm more and more, 'cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back.